Churches are started for many different reasons. Sometimes those reasons are inadequate: competition, denominational pride, the need for recognition by a leader, or some other unworthy motivation. Unless the driving force behind the church is biblical, the health and growth of the church will never be what God intended. Strong churches are not built on programs, personalities, or gimmicks. They are built on the eternal purposes of God. If you want to build a healthy, strong, and growing church, you must spend time laying a solid foundation. This is done by clarifying in the minds of everyone exactly why the church exists and what it's supposed to do. There is incredible power in having a clearly defined purpose statement. If it is short enough for everyone to remember, your statement of purpose will yield 5 wonderful benefits for your church. First, a clear purpose builds morale. Morale and mission always go together. 1 Corinthians 1:10 says, "Let there be real harmony, so there won't be any splits in the church. Be of one mind, united in thought and purpose." Notice Paul says that the key to harmony in the church is to be united in purpose. If your mission is unclear, your morale will be low. Many churches are barely surviving because they have no vision. They limp along from Sunday to Sunday because they've lost sight of their purpose for continuing. A church without a purpose and mission eventually becomes a museum piece of yesterday's traditions. Nothing discourages a church more than not knowing why it exists. On the other hand, the quickest way to reinvigorate a plateaued or declining church is to reclaim God's purpose for it and help the members understand the great tasks the church has been given by Christ. Second, a clear purpose reduces frustration. A purpose statement reduces frustration because it allows us to forget the things that really don't matter. The secret of effectiveness is knowing what really counts, then do what really counts, and not worry about all the rest. The filter must always be, does this activity fulfill one of the purposes for which God established this church?